Mr. Bush said he is concerned about how an uncontrolled bankruptcy could affect the psychology of financial markets. He said he's also worried about putting good money after bad. The administration is near a decision on what kind of government assistance to provide U.S. car companies. They have asked for $14 billion in loans to assure their survival. Dana Perino is the White House press secretary.
The president is not going to allow a disorderly collapse of the companies. That is not an option. I think some people have assumed that that's one of the things that we would decide. That is not going to be the case.
In Detroit, the U.S. automotive capital, the mood is somber. Chrysler, the weakest of the big three car makers, is closing all of its U.S. assembly plants for a month, beginning next week. General Motors and Ford are also closing some plants beyond the usual two-week end-of-year production break. Unionized workers at the plants will continue to receive at least 85% of their pay as stipulated in their contracts. The credit squeeze and recession have caused U.S. car sales to plummet, down 37% in November, 25% for the year overall. Jack Nerod is a marketing analyst for Kelley Blue Book, which keeps close watch on the auto industry.
I think it's devastating. It's hard to overestimate the importance of this industry, the importance of what's going on right now. It is as if sales absolutely hit a wall in October. They're not recovering. And one of the major industrial corporations of the world, of all time, could be on the brink.
Nerod spoke to Bloomberg Television. It's not just the U.S.-based auto industry that's suffering. Sales of British-made cars in the United Kingdom were down 33% in November, and Fiat in Italy is closing all of its production plants for a month because of lagging car sales in Europe. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.